All summer long, we've been asking people who work in film to talk about the movie that changed their life, including this one from the writer of What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Hi, I'm Peter Hedges. I'm a writer-director. The film I've seen a million times and will watch a million more times is Harold and Maude. It's written by Colin Higgins, directed by Hal Ashby. It stars Bud Cort and the irreplaceable Ruth Gordon.
Lift your head and let your feelings out instead.
Harold and Maude is a film I just keep finding myself re-watching.
Tell me, Harold, what gives you that special satisfaction?
I go to funerals.
Then I found myself alone, hoping someone would miss me.
Harold and Maude is a love story about a young man, Harold, who is the child of a very wealthy mother.
Really, Harold? It is time you settled down and stopped flitting away your talents on these little amateur theatrics. These little divertissements.
And he, for fun, fakes suicides and goes to funerals. And at one of these funerals, he meets an almost 80-year-old woman, Maude, who also loves to go to funerals.
Like some licorice?
No, thank you.
And they strike up an unlikely friendship and then fall in love.
Oh, Alan. You make me feel like a schoolgirl.
There's one moment in the film which I've watched more than any moment in any film in history.
Hello, I'm Candy Gulp.
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Chasen. Do come in.
The mother's brought, I think her name's Candy, home to meet Harold, and he passes by.
Oh, there's Harold. Hello.
He's walking out in the yard. He's got a sheet wrapped around him. And the mother is interviewing Candy about what her interests are.
You are at the university.
Yes, I am.
And what are you studying?
Poli-sci with a minor in home ec.
And Harold is out, and you can see him through the window pouring gasoline all over. His sheet covers him. He pours gasoline all over himself.
Harold!
She's like, Harold, Harold. And then Harold appears. He enters the room behind her. And the mother says, here he is now. And, of course, the girl freaks out, as anyone would, goes running out of the room. And here's the moment. Here's the moment that I watch repeatedly. Because Harold's looking and the mother's looking. They're both looking at where this woman's run off in horror, screaming. And Harold turns to the camera. And he just looks right at the camera. And he gets this devilish smile comes over his face. And then the piano starts. For me, that moment is, I watch it, watch it. I show it to my kids. I show it to anybody who will watch it and say, that is cinema.
This world was not my home, so there was nothing much to gain.
There are sections of the film that I don't love. There are moments that really lift and elevate, and then there are parts that feel clunkier to me. But the totality of Harold and Maude is so much greater than maybe other films that are more perfect or look more beautiful or handle every moment more exquisitely. And that gives me a lot of comfort that something doesn't have to be perfect to be exquisite. In fact, maybe it's better if it's not.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free.
That's writer-director Peter Hedges talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Harold and Maude. Hedges' new film, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, opened in theaters this weekend.